Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Hala Hala Show Season 4, mix number
19.
Welcome to the Hala Hala Show, everybody.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the podcast. This is a podcast hosted by Rika and JC. Yeah. And
we're trying something new.
We are trying something new, but you don't have to know about that because it's on our end. Okay. So it's a secret.
No, it's a producer only.
Yeah, it is.
Basis,
it is,
need to know basis, know, on the producers. But
we had a pre-production meeting.
We did, yeah. And to all the Leche fans out there, if it's not your first time, welcome back. But if it is your first time, welcome to the podcast. Rika G, entertain them. Tell them, what do we do here? Why are we so awesome?
Yeah, sorry. You said entertain them. So.
Yeah.
So we talk about everything and anything under the sun. And mostly we talk about what's trending on Facebook, on Twitter, back in the Philippines. I say back in the Philippines because I am here in the UK currently. And JC is in the Philippines.
I do that.
No, that's not what they say. No, they say, you're right.
You're right? What do you you're say right? in response to that?
I always say, yeah, you're right. Hindi ko kasi alam sasabihin. I don't know what to say.
Okay,
it's
okay.
Always, and most of the time it's like, you're right. And then they turn away and I'm like, you don't actually care. No, but it's just like a thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right, you're right.
You're right. Anyway, so we start with our Where You Been, which is, you know, stuff that we watch or we ate or whatever, just talking about our lives. Mm-hmm. And then we have our TTs. We have an interesting TT today, and it's food related.
Yeah, two TTs related to food. The first one about a person who wrote a review for a restaurant online on Facebook, if I'm not mistaken. And mm-hmm. then the response that this person, the reviewer, got in a private message exchange with, I believe, the owner, right? I think it's the owner of the the restaurant or the establishment.
Yeah.
And which was pretty pretty strange interaction, to say the least. We'll fill you in more about that. But then the other thing that Rika and I just discovered today, there's a trend trending hashtag on TikTok right now.
I know. It's hashtag longanisa issue.
Hashtag longanisa issue. Regarding a pretty big TikToker. We'll mention who it is later.
And
our thoughts on her getting bashed, you know?
Yeah, and for people who don't know, in case you guys are listening from, I don't know, Taiwan or like Russia or whatever, because, you know, we're worldwide.
Yeah,
we're
worldwide. Ireland. I always say Ireland, dude, because that's crazy. That from
I know. Longanisa is a sweet cured meat in the Philippines, and it's basically just like it's eaten usually during breakfast, right?
Yeah. Breakfast, yeah. And
I honestly eat it any time of the day. I would eat
same
that shit
here
all the time. Yeah.
True. Yeah. And we're going to discuss the issue, why it's trending. It's about a food blogger, TikToker, whatever you want to call them, who went to a all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet and then just mentioned, I mean, had a comment in her video. And that comment, as some people have said, has been hyper-analyzed to the bone, bro. To the
bone.
I know.
And people are savage
online. They're mad,
online,
bro. They're angry. There are mobs. There are mobs of people using this hashtag. It's pretty insane. So we'll discuss that. If you want to jump to the TTs, the timestamps are listed in the episode description, wherever you're listening to this episode on, whatever. I don't know how to say that. But wherever you're listening on, just click on the timestamps if you want to jump straight to the TTs. But shall we begin with where you've been? And I think I went first last time.
So yes.
Rika G, where have you been? What have you been doing?
Okay.
What's new in the UK?
What's new, actually? Okay, so did I tell you about the event that I went to last week?
Which one?
Bingo. I did.
No, you
I
didn't
did
tell
me you
about bingo. Did you tell me about bingo?
Oh, I don't think I told you about bingo.
I would have remembered bingo.
So,
I love bingo.
I know. I went to a bingo night last week, and it was actually an event that was, whoa, voice cracking.
There. Come on, puberty. Jesus.
It was an event that was organized by our university for Pride Month. So we went to, me and my friends, Charlotte and Mary, they are real people. We went to a gay bar. I think it was called Queen Shilling. And we played bingo there. And you win prizes, obviously. So, alam mo yung parang yung prizes, paganda ng paganda as the night progressed.
Yeah.
And I think for us, we were joking because it was listed. The prizes were listed. We were like, we need to win that sex toy bundle, man.
Oh, shit, man.
Dude, there was a sex toy bundle? Yeah, so may food bundles, may parang they're giving away like beddings and, you know, other kind of bundles. And then they have sex toy bundles. Like, I don't know what it's bundled with, but, you know, I don't want that to be touching other stuff, dude.
I mean, but, probably, well,
probably
bundle,
like
probably
other,
has all the necessities.
Kinds. Right, like jumping kinds and like you can
swing stuff
attaching to the walls and shit.
Right, right.
That's probably a screwdriver.
I mean that would
probably
be crazy.
I was thinking it was like a suction type of thing. I don't know, like, you know what I mean? Yeah,
I get it. With like a fleshlight.
Yeah. But we didn't get to that point. We just played bingo. People won like food baskets and like pillows and beddings and stuff like that. You know, shit that you need for uni.
Right. Well, I mean, a sex toy kit is pretty good for uni.
I mean,
right? But beddings are probably better.
And food. Yeah. And food are like the top priority. I don't know about your priorities.
Yeah.
But it was really fun. They also had like drag queens there who performed. It was really nice. She was really funny. They also had like pole dancers and hip hop dancers and everything. It was just this was the first event that they gave out free food. Like they gave out boxes and boxes of pizza.
Wow.
Yung parang, you know what I mean? It's like a paid event. Because it's different, like, let's say we go to an event, tayo, like, in the Philippines, you go to an event that you get invited for. Sometimes there would be food, right? Like pika-pika. But this time, like, they gave out, like, tall boxes of pizza, honestly. It was so cool. So their bingo here is different. It's kind of like they have numbers on the page, but the page, hindi siya yung parang lahat ng boxes may numbers. Hindi din siya bingo. So it's kind of different. But that was really fun.
Wait, how do you win? Like what do they call out?
So kunwari like they call it numbers still, pero wala na yung parang diagonal X, wala na yung mga ganung patterns L or whatever.
Kind of blackout.
They just have
straight line.
Blackout or straight line.
Oh,
that's
okay.
It. Yeah, so it was pretty fun because I know somebody forgot their bingo cards on our table, so I had three bingo cards.
Oh.
Parang hustler. Alam mo yung lahat ng tao tinititigan na ako kasi parang why does she have three bingo cards? But I didn't win anything, unfortunately. But it was a really fun night. I had to go home before 12 because of the buses, but it was really fun. And then we went back to London again just to have K-barbecue. Ryan and his brother and his family, we had K-barbecue there, which was so good. The place was called Pochawa Grill in Chinatown. So if you guys are, you know, going to London anytime soon and you guys want K-barbecue, I really recommend that place. It is, well, in my head, because I experienced K-barbecue in the Philippines where it's kind of affordable.
Right.
It is kind of pricey. But then again, in London, everything is pricey. Just breathing and standing there, you will spend money, my friend.
Pounds.
So, pounds. GBP,
just
my
the sound
friend.
Of it, man. That's pounds.
Dude, it's heavy.
Yeah,
it's heavy on you. You got to be ready.
It's pesos and then pounds.
Yeah, but So it was really fun in Pochawa Grill, and I think their food is amazing. They do have their, like, a set of meat that you can buy. It says they're good for 2 to 3 people, but for appetites of Filipinos, probably it's good for, like, 5 people. I don't know about you, your appetite, because I know you eat a lot. Oh, you yeah. can eat, like, a whole good plate three, of meat. Bro.
I'm good, for, good three. For three. When it says good for three, that's for me.
That's for you. and then we ordered tteokbokki. Oh, sobra sarap. Sarap nga with like cheese and shit. Dude, it's the best. And then we went to a coffee shop called Watch House, also in London. So these are like recommendations in case you guys are going to London anytime soon. Watch House, super sarap. And they have a really nice coffee shop. They don't have a lot of seating, especially during weekends, but I just think they have like the, you know how in 1C they have yung parang brew bar? I don't know if you remember. It's like a, like for pour over coffee. They also have that shit, and their equipment is just top notch. As in like everything is just so techy. Mm. So Watch House, you guys can check that out. We went to Carhartt. Oh, also this, we went around London, and you know how the Wes Anderson edit is, you know, big on TikTok
that's
right
trending
now.
Right now, I see that
because it's so easy to get those, you know, those scenes on London. We decided to like just shoot around the city, and it was just really nice.
Does TikTok have a filter for it though? Like,
you have to make it yourself. Yeah, you have to do it on yourself. So I had to download CapCut. And then we uploaded it on Ryan's Instagram. Right. So it's on her Instagram. And it was just really nice to edit. I thought it was really fun. They do, on CapCut though, they do have a filter that you can just press. And then everything will just look like a Wes Anderson movie. I've only watched maybe 2, I think.
Which one do you like them? Which ones have you watched?
I did. I watched the Grand Budapest Hotel. I think a lot of people, you know what I mean? Like, yun yung parang entry level Wes Anderson na, you know, you watch first. So that was really nice. And then this week, actually, I'm really proud of myself because I rode my bike to school.
I saw that in your stories.
I know. I rode my bike to school twice, and I just couldn't get enough of it because, first of all, you don't spend money on the bus. Mm-hmm. And then that's already my exercise for the day because I rode like maybe 7 to 9 kilometers probably going.
How long does that take?
Well, it took me around 40 minutes because I go down my bike most of the times because, you know, like it's the roads are new to me and sometimes it's like left-hand driving. So I have to get used to all the cars around me. But I feel like if I get used to it, like really get used to it, I could be there under 30 minutes, I think.
How are the bike lanes?
The bike lanes are extensive. Like they have a lot of bike lanes here. They even have bike lanes on the pavement, like on the sidewalk. And they have stoplights for the bike lanes, but the feeling is the same. The feeling is the same that you're a, you know, don't die.
Nice.
Because it's still a city. It's different with like, let's say, you know, like rural areas here, because if you do bike in the countryside, walang masyadong kotse. But here in the city, it's almost the same because you have cars left and right, you have buses. And, you know, people are still the same. You know, some people still don't like, you know, people on bikes. So it's still the same. I just can say that compared to Manila. Yeah, I know, right? But compared to Manila, they do have more bike lanes, especially on like, you know, main roads. Because in Manila, you don't, you know. Yeah, in Manila, it's like onti lang. I think in Makati, they do have a bike lane in the BGC Bridge. Most of the times when you're out and about on your bike in Manila, you know, you're in the wilderness, you know,
there's a bike lane along C5, but there's like metal plates there sometimes. You're like, what the fuck? You're biking down C5 and then there's metal plates there. You got to go around it so you don't fuck up your tires.
But to be honest, they do have kind of crappy roads here too. Because obviously it's like, you know, like madami dumadaan doon and, you know, it'll get a little cracked and stuff. They do have those too. Those here too, okay. Like potholes and everything. Nice. But it was quality, a nice experience. Nice. I think honestly the best thing about biking to and from school is just not spending money, because the bus fares here, even though let's say £1.50, okay fine, sige, but still it's not 12 pesos from Makati to Quezon City. True. You know, nothing is as cheap as that, so mm-hmm. I'm thinking it's still like what, 2-3 times more than I usually spend for a bus ride. I know, yeah. You know, because I'm in a different country. It's mm-hmm. still £1.50 every single trip, every single bus ride. And I have to take like 4 bus rides during the day.
Back and forth.
So that'll, right. Back and forth. So I, you know, it still adds up. So mm-hmm. the best thing about it is I don't care about, you know, knee pain or like my legs are sore the next day. I don't care about it because I'm not spending any money up in here.
And it's healthy. You so get sexy while going
it
to
is.
School.
It is. It is. You know, look at her with a bike. And honestly, because I was talking to Ryan about it, I was like, natatakot ako kasi when I park my bike, baka, you know, they might steal my, I don't know, like my frame, my bike frame or my saddle. Kasi parang European.
Is it expensive? Did you but buy it? But the thing is here.
Ginawa kasi yun eh, binild yun ni Ryan. So, it was like, most of them are European brands. Tapos sabi niya sa akin, relax ka lang kasi European brands eh, nasa Europe ka na. So, wala, like, it everywhere, you
they
can see,
Toyotas
like,
there, huh? They want Honda Civics
no, but
there,
you
right?
can see, like, expensive brands everywhere here. Tapos sabi niya, walang magnanakaw yan kasi, like, lahat ng tao may ganyan dito. Right. Yes. And I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. But still, I lock my bike, you know, I put it in the bike shed and everything. So, I think that was the highlight of my week, honestly, riding my bike. Mm-hmm. And it's just so nice. I felt like I was in a movie, honestly.
Yeah, because usually when you see those in like, you see movies set in Europe and there's, you know, commuting, whatever, it's so cinematic. It's like walking to a different world, I always
it
say.
Is,
like going to
it
different,
is.
Going to Europe is like a different planet.
I mean, call me Emilia Mignonette Thermopolis.
Shit.
Here.
Oh, yeah, man. Fucking Genovia, bro.
Genovia, bro.
I get that reference. Yeah.
Oh, you're old. You're
I'll
old.
I fucking get that reference, bro. You know they're making a part 3. You know?
Are they?
Anne
Hathaway?
Yeah, man. Anne Hathaway
oh, gosh. I would watch that shit.
What's her name? Julie Andrews. That's why I hear. Yeah. That's what I hear. So, hopefully it's a banger.
Bakit? May ano, textmates kayo ni Julie Andrews.
No.
In-update ka niya. In-update ka niya. Oh, gosh. Man. Anyway, Finn?
Okay, so my week has been the same consistent, right? Staying up till 6 or 7 in the morning. Because I've been watching the NBA playoffs, bro.
Mm.
Oh my God, this playoffs is so crazy. I don't want to, you know, deep dive into it. But the number one seeded Milwaukee Bucks just got upset by the number 8 seed Miami Heat, man. It's so
Wait, that's,
crazy.
That's a team I'm rooting for, right?
I don't know. I don't know which team you're rooting for. Giannis, then the Bucks, Antetokounmpo. Is that who you're rooting for?
Because
they just lost 4-1 to the Miami Heat and Jimmy Butler. It was crazy.
De joke lang. Minnesota pala yung...
Minnesota. Oh, they lost 2. So...
I know.
There we go.
I know.
But
sabi mo kasi, pick any team and then
True.
Root for it. So I'm still rooting for it 2 years after.
Saya, diba? But man, it's been great series so far. Only a few teams have advanced. There's a bunch happening in the first round. The Lakers with LeBron, they're the number 7 seed, but they're up right now against against the Grizzlies. There's so many storylines, but to any fans, I'm sure fans of the NBA right now are like having a good time because it's like it's the best time of the year for basketball, man. Because regular season doesn't really matter. The playoffs is where it counts, and the upsets have been crazy. There have been iconic games. So I've been watching a lot of that. In terms of what I've been doing, man, I've been trying to eat healthy. I know I always go on this cycle, but I feel like I'm locked in now, man.
Because
I had my surgery in December, So I was a little bit lethargic until I started PT. But even when I was doing PT, I couldn't really mobilize. You know, I couldn't walk around and shit. So I've been, you know, I've been swimming, Rika G. Can you believe?
Oh, wow. Yeah, and that's really good for your knees and your joints and everything.
It's easy on your joints. So I've been swimming, walking more often.
Where have you been swimming there?
Oh, there's a pool in my building.
Oh, in your building. Okay, cool.
Yeah, which has been untouched by me for the last
5 years
or some sort. So swimming, gymming. I've been kind of consistent with gymming. Actually, I've been looking into
it. Oh,
I don't know if any Leche fans can maybe fill me in, just message me. Mm. So, you know, there's this place in SM Aura called Pretty Huge Obstacles, but now they just rebranded to Pretty Huge. So before it was known as like the I don't know if you ever watched Ninja Warrior, right? It's like an obstacle mm-hmm. course shit. But they've revamped it to where they now have, like, I think they have, like, classes and shit. But they also have a full basketball court in there, which is what I want to go for. Because I want to eventually return to basketball. I want to go there and shoot around. And they have, like, different amenities and stuff. I saw it on YouTube. Ang ganda ng locker room nila. So I'm going to go check it out this weekend. But if anyone, because I don't know if the fee is just temporary. But it's not that expensive. It's 2,100 pesos per month. And I think you have unlimited access to all the free classes. And they have a running track there. It looks nice. So if any Leche fans are members there, can you let me know if it's worth? Because I kind of want to branch out and do different things, like moving forward. So I've been working on going to the gym at Anytime Fitness for now. But I wanna check that out in the future. So that's pretty much what I've been doing. Online, have I been doing anything? I mean, I've been doing voiceover work. I have some hosting this week. I'm hosting a wedding this weekend, which is cool.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man. Thanks to DJ Tom. DJ Tom had to go do something, so he let me know that I could take a spot.
Next in line, right?
Yeah, next in line, baby. Next in line. And yeah, I mean, it's the in terms of, because I know you're not here anymore, but I'm sure if you were here, you'd be getting a lot of inquiries for hostings and stuff. It's pretty cool that work is kind of back on the menu, man. Like hosting is back on the menu. I mean, thank God for all the the people had sex 18 months ago, because they are just popping up. The booze are just there. Left and right, man.
What do you mean 18 months ago?
No, years ago. Yeah, I meant years. Sorry, I meant years. You know what I mean. You knew what I meant. And yes, I have two debuts next month, at least confirmed already. I have a bunch of inquiries. I have an inquiry. I don't know. I don't think I'm going to get it, because I think it's already next week. But it was for, I've never got an inquiry for a condom brand.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man. I mean, what do you do at those events? I mean, I'm sure it's something fun and like, you know, something about sexual health awareness, but that would have been fun.
Yeah.
Maybe I still have a chance to get it, but we'll wait and
maybe,
see.
Maybe.
And you know where the thing is now? Because I always ask, right, where people find me, like services. Mm-hmm. And, you know, before it was like, oh, we heard you on radio, or we saw you on a website or whatever. Now it's TikTok, man.
Oh, really?
Seriously.
Do you post a lot on TikTok?
I don't, but I use the hashtag, like, EventHostPH.
Oh,
And here's the thing, like, I feel like I could get more if I just created, like, hosting content on there.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like
and
I,
plus
that's
it's
going to
be easy
right now,
because you can just, like, you know, vlog your hosting
yeah.
event.
Yeah. Yeah, so I need to kind of formulate an effective strategy to target that market, because yeah, I mean, my cousin said it best to me, because my cousin, he doesn't really, I have a cousin here in Pampanga, mm-hmm. he doesn't really, like, search on Google. He says he searches everything on TikTok.
On TikTok?
And I think that's the norm now, man. Like, I feel like people search for every, like, even shopping and
yeah, they do have shopping there.
Like, Marissa searches for nails on TikTok, mm-hmm. like, where to get nails done.
Wigs.
And
everything.
And then, like, the one that she asked, like, the nails places, dude, they're mm-hmm. booked up until, like,
wow.
June. Like, that's, this is, it's the future, man. I mean, along
I
with
know,
AI.
It's the power of TikTok.
Like, it's crazy. Like, the power of social media now, like, especially TikTok. So people are, like, if you go to your search bar on TikTok, you can mm-hmm. see some of the popular searches. And it's pretty insane, like what people are searching for that you would never expect, that you, like, because probably you wouldn't search for it, but you're seeing what other people are searching for, and you're like, wow, I can't believe that this is what TikTok's being used for. It used to be just for dance videos, right, or whatever, or like we'll talk about later, like issues, but you can search for carpenters and everything. Art people, everything,
all kinds of services are there.
It's
honestly
fucking nuts, it's, man. So
honestly, you know what? I have been a big fan of AI lately, specifically ChatGPT.
ChatGPT. I don't use it.
Yeah,
crazy.
I don't use it for my papers because obviously, you know, I can't because it's like my own opinion. Yeah. But I've been writing for a website that we've been doing right now, and obviously, alam mo yung parang you can't, you really can't. Well, for our website that we're doing, you can't type in like a opinion-based or like, you know, because you're presenting something.
Yeah.
So what I do is I write it in my own words, like I'm conversing with someone. Mm-hmm. And then I go on ChatGPT and say, can you improve this to like third person or whatever?
Yeah.
And then it does. And then obviously it's not plagiarism because it's still your own words. It's
right.
Just, you know, using more professional words. So
there are
courses think it's like,
on ChatGPT, like on that note,
oh, yeah.
Where it's mm-hmm. about knowing how to, the right prompts to use to
yeah.
build upon your ideas. And that's what ChatGPT is good at. Like, it can't give you original ideas, but it can help mm-hmm. build your original ideas into bigger things. That's kind of what I'm getting from my understanding of, like, how people are really, maximizing the use of ChatGPT.
Yeah. Because I think it's just so extensive right now because obviously you can write your own ideas and write them down in such a, you know, like a draft way.
Yes, yes.
Yung parang hindi pa siya complete, hindi pa siya complete thought or whatever. And then you put it on ChatGPT and it'll make it more, like, let's say professional sounding. It'll make it more like appropriate for, let's say, an academic paper. Mm-hmm. And it's still your own words.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
You know what's a cool subreddit? The ChatGPT subreddit. Go to it and just see the incredible shit that like people are. I mean, obviously there are memes and stuff in there, but
yeah.
There's, oh my God, there's someone, some team developed like a, you ever watch Her with Joaquin
yes.
Phoenix? Dude, someone developed or a team developed using ChatGPT, like it speaks to you as ChatGPT. It's wild.
Whoa.
It's insane, bro, and it's so like realistic. It's kind of scary, but like that's the really what's happening right now. But did you see? Okay, before we because that's I'm pretty much done with my where you been, but I retweeted something about someone teacher. I guess somebody took a photo. A teacher took a photo mm-hmm. of a paper. And the caption mm-hmm. of the tweet was, AI is a disaster. How am I going to know who is cheating? And then someone posted a picture at the top of their paper, right? They left in the I'm sorry, but an AI, but as an AI language model, I am not able to. They left it in the paper.
No,
man.
Double check everything. No.
Oh man.
Oh
this
no.
So funny, man. Anyway, that's pretty much. I mean, I saw the trailer for Black Mirror season 6. I'm sure a lot of people
oh, yes.
are excited for that.
Excited. I'm
excited. Excited because Josh Hartnett is in an episode. Do you know Josh Hartnett?
Mm.
Are you, dude? I don't know why. Like something about Josh. I really liked him in Pearl Harbor, Lucky Number 11, but he kind of disappeared for a while. I know he's been in like a few like not so big budget movies or whatever. But I really like for some reason I love Josh Hartnett.
And he's a heartthrob.
He's hot, bro.
Yeah,
he's a hottie, man. So yeah, Finn. All right, let's whoop out to our first TT. Our first TT, Eureka G, found this one online coming from... Do we read the name of the person who posted this? I guess so, right?
I guess so,
yeah.
Because it's... I mean, she posted it.
Okay, so a Facebook user, Justin Alexandra Convento, posted their exchange with the owner of a restaurant that she dined at. And so the story goes that she dined at this restaurant, was disappointed with the service, and then posted a review on.
So
go ahead.
Yeah. So just to let you know that she posted the review on a private Facebook group, and she actually posted the review on her IG stories as well. But this was maybe five. like a day ago.
Okay.
So it's not on there anymore, and I checked.
Okay.
She did. I know she posted her exchange, her chat with the owner or the chef of the restaurant, mm-hmm. but she did take out the name of the restaurant and the name of the owner.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it was like a blind review in a sense, right?
No. The chat was.
Okay,
yeah,
okay,
the chat was all like, you know, private. But
right.
The review, obviously, if you're gonna review a place, obviously you need to
name
show
it.
The name of the restaurant. Yeah.
Yeah. And what was the aftermath of this exchange?
Yeah, so they had a chat that she posted, and she was just actually her post about the whole exchange was that she never really claimed that she's an expert in the F&B industry, and she's not sure about the standard of how they go about things when it comes to food reviews mm-hmm. or when there's, let's say, like an unpleasant experience. But the owner messaged her, and then okay. they just had an exchange about when she dined in the restaurant and what mm-hmm. happened, what did she order. And then the owner said that, "I've identified the staff concerned, and we are firing them tonight, both the waiter and the cook." And then the owner then said that, "I printed your review and then attached it to the incident report. It was helpful. They filed it with HR. We appreciate your feedback." And then Justin, or Alexandra, I don't know what name she uses.
Okay.
Asked, "But why fire the waiter? The chef and the manager, yes. And if this is not the first instant, but if you read my short review, the service was all right, and we tipped the waiter." And then she then said that, you know, "You don't need to explain the whole thing. It's just that she's questioning the whole decision of firing the waiter." Yeah, and to fire the staff right away.
Right.
And then she sent photos of the food as well for evidence. Mm-hmm. And the owner says that it's embarrassing kasi, and fellow chefs and media friends are sending her private messages about the review. It's a small community, and there are already a lot of people talking about it.
This is the owner saying this, right?
Yes, this is the owner saying this. And then the owner also said that, "I will not discuss the pork chop anymore. You seem to be the expert, but you could simply ask the kitchen to refire your preference." And I think it's also notable that they have been open for a month. They've opened only for a month. So, you know, they're still in the process of improving stuff. So maybe that's why Justin Alexandra questioned the firing of the staff.
Okay.
Because they've only been open for a month. And if you think about it, the reason for people reviewing a restaurant or food reviewers is because most of the time, they want to improve the food or the service, and they want to mm-hmm. let people know if this is worth their money or if this is worth their time to actually visit. That's mm-hmm. the whole point of food reviewers, right? For you to get more information. Obviously, right now, when it comes to the age of the internet, it kind of, you know, blows up into something different, that people will right away go to your business Facebook page and be like, "Oh, this is full of crap," or whatever. So I think we are going into the world of, you know, what is an opinion and what is something that actually like defames a restaurant or ruins their business. Because if you write an honest review about something and it is not untrue, I think it's just, you know, like take it and improve it, right?
Yes.
So what are your thoughts about that?
Well, I mean, just reading because if you read the exchange, right? I don't know if the way that we've described it here on the podcast does it justice. There's as the kids call it now, weird energy. There's a weird energy coming from the owner.
Yeah.
Because there's even one here, I'll quote it, "But 2/10 is unacceptable." So I'm guessing in the review that Justin Alexander posted, gave it a 2/10. "I should even retire na. I'm really embarrassed about your experience." Like, it seems very I don't know if it's passive aggressive is the right term, but even the firing of the staff, like mentioning that, feels a little bit, because you can tell from Justin Alexander's response, like, why are you firing them? Like she seems, or they, sorry, they seem like shocked that that's even an option. Mm-hmm. So I feel like there's an element of guilt tripping.
It is. Yeah.
I mean, it's like, obvious there's a guilt trip. Whether it's true or not that they're firing the waiter and cook, which is, first of all, is unfair to the waiter. I mean, at least the waiter, right? What did the waiter do, bro? What did they do? Unless it was, because they said that the service was okay, right? Mm-hmm. The experience was all right. I mean, in terms of service, and they tipped the waiter. So why would they fire the waiter? Like that's
also
weird.
Yeah, and honestly, I think if I were part of the team, and because in the chat, the owner says that, again, I humbly apologize for my team's failure at the moment. I hope this makes you feel heard and important. It's just that parang you're throwing us under the bus. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a team. You're kind of like excluding yourself from this situation when, in fact, a team should be all of us.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's just, if I were the employee, I'd be like, damn, you just threw us under the bus. Like, wala na, hindi na to team. It's more like you go. You know, it's not my problem anymore. I'm washing my hands. It's just that I don't think it was a wrong conversation. It just, like you said, has a weird energy.
Yeah, because if you take like, bits and just, pieces of it, like there's an okay apology from the owner if you take like only certain parts of it. Okay naman yung mga ibang sinabi nga, like we're still polishing everything, barely a month open, and there's still so much to improve. No excuses though. Like that part was okay. Going down the route after, like, kind of went off the rails. Like it seemed like they had a direction and then parang napikon. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I shouldn't be typing this, but I'm going to do it. And then, fuck it. I'm going to go in on this person. Like, that's what it feels like, right? Like, you're like, okay, I got to do the right thing. And then, fuck this shit. And then, like, went off. That's what I feel like what happened. And I don't condone it, but I kind of get it at the same time. I don't own a business, right? I mean, you've been part of a business before. Mm-hmm. It's like a personal. It's like someone attacking your dog, right? Like if you love your dog, right? Even if your dog was the one that fucked up, you're gonna be like, yeah, but you'll find an excuse. Like if your dog bit someone, like but why weren't you watching your kid or whatever, right? Like that's always your first instinct. So I kind of like on that level, I get it. Like, I get the frustration and, like, especially if, because it was posted, like you mentioned, on a private group.
Facebook group, yeah.
Right. But if that's your baby, you know what I mean? Like, your restaurant or where your business is your baby, you take that shit personally. So, in a sense, I get where they're coming from, but it's still not right how they did it. But I get the frustration.
I know, but here's the thing. It seems like the review was about the food and about the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was asking that maybe you can improve on this. Here are some points of improvement. Not fire people.
Yeah, that's
you
what
have
I'm saying.
Seen, I mean,
that's where they
we've
fucked
seen,
up.
Yeah, we've seen reviews where they ask, you know, you need to fire this person right now.
Right.
Diba? And that's not what she was asking. She was asking to improve on these points. And it just seemed like they went straight for the jugular.
Right.
They went straight to firing people. Yeah. It just seems so
I think
extreme,
that's why, like,
probably. I don't. Yeah.
I don't think, I honestly, like, we were talking about this behind the scenes. I don't think they're firing anyone. I feel like they're just trying to make them feel bad because they shit on their food. And the food, I mean, the food is like, because if they are the, I'm not sure if they're the chef of the restaurant, like, or they created the menu.
They probably.
But that's also part of the, like, the whole thing, though. That's your baby. Like, so if you created this recipe, or you're the one who trained your staff, like, this is how it's done, and people give it a, let's say, a 2 out of, because 2 out of 10 is pretty harsh, man. Like, if it's really that bad, like, fair enough. But if somebody gave me a 2 out of 10 of something I worked hard on, I would be a little bit like, what? Yeah. I would be angry.
And honestly, but I think it was just called for that the owner also said that, well, if you don't like how your pork chop was cooked, you can always send it back. And I think that was such a good kind of like response, because you know they're in an engaging conversation where they educate each other, and I think, you know, like that was also a good point to raise when it comes to the side of the owner.
Yeah. So I mean, whatever the ending may be, I'm hoping that it was just like a emotional outburst, and like they were, I'm hoping that they were just kind of trying to guilt trip this person. They come to their senses. They're like, I don't need to fire my chef and my whatever, my waiter, the waiter especially.
This person served the food.
Going waiter, I just can't like.
Parang binuhos niya ba yung gravy sa tao? Ano ba nangyari? Di ba yung parang? Yeah, I mean, and honestly, I think, you know, like, because I don't know if I were in the position, let's say, of the waiter, if I would stand up for myself and advocate for myself and be like, you know, I didn't do anything wrong. I mean, in a perfect world, I would. In a perfect world, you know, people would stand up for themselves. But sometimes, because sometimes you don't know it. You don't know when you're already there. Is it worth it? Is it worth to actually, you know, put your foot down? Because we've been in that situation, you know. We've had bosses and everything.
Sometimes
you kind of have to weigh your options. When are you actually going to raise your hand and say something that, you know, yo, this isn't right? Or if you're just going to blend in the background. You don't know. So,
Checking the other comments on there, by the way. I don't know. I mean, I haven't done my, I haven't confirmed it. But, like, someone posted another screenshot of someone else who had reviewed the same place. And it also got a negative review. I don't know if it's that's why I don't want to say, like, it's getting bad reviews from different people, but like,
yeah,
because
I'm still a little iffy.
But I mean, but first of all, 2 out of 10 though is kind of harsh. I mean, I it's fair, like that's their experience. I don't think I've ever been to a place like a food place where I ate or whatever, like I finished my meal or I finished the service and then I rated it at 2 out of 10. Like I can't think of any.
Yeah,
maybe my rating system is different, but if I go to a place and I eat somewhere and I finish the food, or at least I eat most of what I ordered, I mean, maybe 6 out of 10 is probably the lowest I would ever go because I finished it.
That's the thing. I think, you know, you have to, like, people have to remember that these are food reviews. These are people's own opinions.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of telling you that, you know, you this is my opinion. They can do better. And at the same time, you can also take it, you know, take it with a grain of salt, obviously.
Right. But you can still try it. That's what pressed the nerve. 2 out of 10.
Yeah, like
that. I feel like that's what pressed the nerve.
Maybe.
2 out of 10, bro. Like, if somebody, like, I get it, like 6 out of 10, I was like, oh shit, like, we maybe, you know, like, in the issue was like the pork chop or whatever, the chops weren't like cooked all the way through. But 2 out of 10, and man, that place sucks ass. Like, I would never go to anywhere that was 2 out of 10. So
I think also like this is just like one item of an extensive menu probably that you know that when you read a review like that, I feel like I would want to try it. I feel like when I see a review, obviously parang maiintriga ako. I will get intrigued a little bit and be like, what is up with this? And I don't know. I think people are just kind of like, especially on the internet, you know, a lot of people kind of like hounding on something like this instead of just
which
taking
is a perfect
it
segue.
And leaving it. Yeah.
Perfect segue to our next TD. But before we move on to the last TD, I have a question for you. Have you ever, I don't know if I asked you this before, have you ever walked out of a dining establishment because you weren't happy with the food? I have never done that in my entire life. Like, never.
I have never done that. I'll eat it,
and if I didn't like it, I'm like, you've sent back food.
I have sent back food.
That makes
sense. And ironically enough, it was also a pork chop.
Okay,
I think here's the thing. I also lack knowledge when it comes to cooking pork chop. Because when it comes to cooking pork chop, I think meron din silang doneness. But for me, okay. I like I like my pork well done. Mm-hmm. I think aside from beef, everything should be well done. Fish, chicken, especially. Alam mo yun, yung parang... But when it comes to pork chop, especially yung parang mga, you know, good quality pork chop, I think meron pa rin silang doneness. Na parang...
Doneness.
I think it should be pink somewhere.
I don't
know, actually. I cut into my pork chop and I saw, you know, some blood and some red, and I was like, you know what? I'm not happy with this, and this is my own preference, and I think I had the right to actually send it back.
You have every right to send your steak back if you like, it's supposed to be rare, right? Like, or whatever, like seared rare is like the high class diner is supposed to be seared. But if you like that shit chewy as fuck, that's up. It's on you. You can eat it.
No
chewy.
Problem.
Right.
But the thing is, I think I sent it back, and I was also a little bit angry with the staff because for my pork chop, it took maybe 40 minutes. Okay. 40 minutes to get to me, and I'm like, you know, I think there's something wrong with the whole, you know, like service and staff. So I was also kind of, I also brought that point up, and I was honestly, I was a little angry at that point, but to be honest, I think it's a no-go.
Okay.
I should have I should have just sent back the food and be like, you know, I'll wait for it. Okay, fine. Yeah, but yeah, like you said, it is a good segue to our next TT, which is also about food.
Yeah.
And if you guys want more, you know, insight on this, or if you guys want more information, go to hashtag longanisa issue on TikTok, and the whole thing is there. Yeah, go tell us about it.
So, Wapow, we're moving on to our final TT for today, the longanisa issue. So there is a TikToker. Her name is Lane Bernardo. She has a... over 700,000 followers on TikTok. I'm not sure how many on Instagram, like 24,000 on Instagram. So she posts food, like, reviews or whatever. I don't know if you want to call them reviews, but she goes to places and she eats there, and she just kind of talks about her experience while eating there. And she posted a video of going to this 85 peso breakfast buffet, healthy breakfast buffet, I think is the name, is what it's, like, titled on their banner. And, you know, she showed what was there. So there was fish, there was like gulay, whatever. And while she was eating her breakfast in the footage towards the latter half of the video, she said, sayang lang walang longganisa. Habol ko dito yung longganisa sana eh. Kaya wala. Kahit meat lang sana. But I think what's important to note here is the tone that she delivered it in was very as if you were talking to a friend. Right. I don't know about you. Have you ever been to... I've been to breakfast buffets where, like, wala bang tocino? Like, sometimes I'll say that. Right? Mm-hmm. But I'm not saying, like, bakit walang tocino? Like, she didn't say anything in that tone. But people have taken this statement, like, these, I don't know, like, two sentences. Like, sayang lang walang longganisa. And kahit meat lang sana. Like, those are the two sentences that people are running with. And if you check the comments, and there are hundreds, literally, I think hundreds of video replies analyzing these words and saying, like, she's spoiled. She should have known what she was getting into.
Right.
Why are you even there? Like, it's so insane.
It is insane. Because I think what she posted was honestly an honest review, an honest opinion.
Right.
She in the middle of the video, she did say that, you know, when you come here, sometimes when you come here, parang nag-iiba-iba yung ano yung items dun sa menu. So parang ano to? Ano yung sinabi niya? Parang ano to? Parang ano? Parang magdadasal ka na lang or something. Parang ganun. So so basically, she was also poking fun at it, but I feel like this doesn't really kind of defame the restaurant, or hindi naman false yung sinasabi niya. What she's actually saying, she's actually informing you that sometimes you won't get the same as the day before.
Right.
And you gotta
wish.
Video,
right?
What's in her video. Like, you just gotta wish. And actually, this is, you know, giving more information to people that if you wanna come here, this is what you're gonna get. You know what I mean? So,
and the quote videos or whatever, what do you call that? Like the quote, like the stitches? Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The stitches, right? People are like going in on her as if it's like she's, I don't know, they are going harder on this lady than they are on like politicians saying weird shit. Yeah. Like, it's crazy the amount of analysis that people are doing just because of those words. Just look at all the, I mean, just go, maybe, like I said, go on TikTok and check it out. It's nuts.
Maybe they didn't like the sarcasm of it all. Because there is some sarcasm in there, diba, in her video.
It's sarcasm, and I'm thinking, but
way.
Humorous way. It wasn't like, you know, there's some sarcasm which is meant to like belittle something or belittle someone. I had no like indication of that watching the video.
You know, we have said this time and time again. Some, you know, people on the internet, they just like hounding on people and like riding on the wave and shit like that. But you gotta take a step. You gotta take a step back and actually look and listen to the review that she gave. And I think nothing was wrong with it.
Yeah.
If you think about it, like you said earlier, if this was your baby, you know, on some level, you know, if you own the restaurant, you would feel some sort of jab at you, right?
Maybe. But I don't think in this case it's warranted, though. Like, even if you were the owner, you would, I don't know, if you are a, you know, an adult and you kind of understand like social cues and stuff, I wouldn't even take offense to that at all.
Exactly, because, you know, food reviews are there for you to improve something. You take it and then, like I said, you take it and then you leave. You improve on it. You take it and then either you stand your ground and be like, no, this is how we run our restaurant, or you improve something. Mm-hmm. Diba? It's not just because you posted your opinion doesn't mean that it's already putting hate on your business or on your restaurant. That's so weird. Na parang people equate it, your opinion, with hate already.
Yeah, and you know,
is that the culture that we are in now?
Yeah, because it's weird. Because I'm sure I didn't go into all the Stitch videos, but I'm sure some of these people are the same people that always say, respect my onion or respect my opinion. But that's the joke, like respect my onion, but respect my opinion. Yeah. And they're not.
No.
it was her opinion, and it wasn't a is that the right word? Defamatory? Is that a word?
Yeah,
it wasn't meant to defame. It wasn't meant to defame the buffet place in any way. As far as watching the video. Now, if she had posted something else that I missed, maybe I'm missing the whole picture here. But based on what I saw and the video that people are stitching, it doesn't warrant what is happening.
Kasi, if she said that walang longganisa, when in fact may longganisa, I get it. I get the hate. Yeah. But if there wasn't longganisa served that day and she only said the truth, then what is wrong with that?
Right,
you know?
Right. So,
For me pa nga, if she omitted that fact na parang, guys, nag-change yung menu, you know, from time to time, that wouldn't be a good review kasi it's not giving me the full picture and it's not giving me, you know, information about the restaurant.
Mm.
I would want that kind of information.
Yeah.
Diba?
I agree. I agree. And it's, they're, like, just gotta read the comments, man, like, it's just seething with hate.
And it's so weird because there's this one comment that says, when we say food review, you have to focus and be honest with what was being served and not what you crave. And I'm like, she was honest about what was being served, and in this case, what was not being served.
Yeah.
Diba?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well.
People are kind of missing the point.
Yeah. I think there's also an element, like, I'm just going off on a limb here, but I think there's an element of what do you call it? Maybe crab mentality, but parang ingit, like they wish they could be in her position.
Maybe
she's got a lot of followers, and I'm sure, I mean, with someone with that kind of clout online, she gets to go to these places for free. I mean, I'm sure she paid for the 85 peso one, but I'm sure she's being invited to other places, and people watch her videos are like, damn, I wish I could do that. And maybe, you know, in some people's minds, they're like, I wish I know I could do that better. And that's probably what they're thinking. You know?
I know. And there are a lot of comments, actually, that kind of understand her and kind of, you know, defending her and actually getting the point. Na parang, guys, you know, relax, you know, she's just saying her own thing. And she is craving something and that's it. And then people are also saying they can't understand why people are offended. And shit like that, you know.
The internet, man. It happens. The internet.
It happens. But and for, if you think about it, you know, there's more publicity for that restaurant. Probably.
I've never heard of this. And also the blogger herself. I've never heard of her.
Yeah,
like,
same.
As much as I'm on TikTok, I mean, or on IG Reels or whatever, like I've never seen her videos until now.
Honestly, right now, food reviews are the shit. You know, if you do want to go, if you want to go viral, yeah, food reviews right now are one of the biggest things, especially on Facebook. I watch the super bilis food review, and then they say hindi masarap. That's the end of the video. Yeah, it's so. And for some people, you know, and I'm glad that her or his followers get the super bilis food review, because if there were other people watching that, medyo may parang wait a minute, hindi masarap, and you don't even explain why. That's kind of weird, but I think like this person's followers get the humor in it.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah. So.
Sheesh. So any more thoughts on this, Rika G? I mean, like, if you really want to go on a deep dive, you could probably make a Netflix documentary about this
if you really wanted to,
bro.
Yeah.
But any final thoughts on this?
You know, I'm just so. Honestly, right now, because I want to focus on, you know, because I study journalism and I want to focus on food and beverage and the food and beverage industry. I think this is so interesting to look at. It's such a good case study on, you know, what's happening with, you know, like food reviewers nowadays and their because of the age of the internet. I think it's such a good conversation to have. And it's your question Yeah.
No, I had a go ahead, finish your point, but I thought based on what you said.
The question that I wanted to ask you was, what if this was about politics? Because I think it takes a weird turn at that point. Na parang, because when it comes to politics, there are facts and there are, you know, there's a paper trail, there are facts, there's history. And, you know, when people say, this is my own opinion, when in fact you're changing history, I think it takes a different turn.
Yeah, for me. I totally agree. But the thing is, and it's just the human nature in most people, the reason why people will gravitate towards a TikTok video versus a certified food reviewer who went to school for this and probably wrote a very good, let's say they two, like a TikToker and a food critic who has studied, you know, culinary and understands taste palates or whatever, right? Wrote an article. Who do you think most people watch the TikTok video?
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with politics or anything that's serious. Like you said, a paper trail, anything with some sort of paper trail, people will watch the video because it's easier. That's the bottom line. It's easier, and they will. They're and people are lazy. And admittedly, I'm not saying I'm. You know, I do my due diligence or whatever. But I also watch videos, and sometimes I don't even look. I'm just like, oh, okay. So that's fact. You know what I mean?
And you know what? Actually, building from that, I think people are also more. Brave. They're braver in commenting back and throwing hate at this food reviewer because they think that magka-level lang tayo. Hell, you know, you probably don't know anything about food, because let's say it was, I don't know, Anthony Bourdain or something.
Right.
That you know they have an extensive knowledge of food and the industry, and they say that your restaurant is crap or whatever.
Yeah.
They kunwari, he said that he doesn't like the, let's say, Jolly Spaghetti or something.
Right.
Yeah. You would be like, okay, I mean, you know more than me.
I get it, man.
Yeah, I get it. I'm just going to leave. Compared to, you know, a person on the internet just saying their opinion, people are more brave in saying that, you don't know what you're talking about.
Man. Who are you, bro?
Who are you to say all of these things? But, you know, we have to remember that this is still an honest opinion of a person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know.
So that's why, I mean, social media, as powerful and great as it is, can also be incredibly
ass.
Awful.
Ass.
Yeah. But yeah, let us know what you think, Leche fans. We do have our Halala Show Leche Fam group. You can post on there. Send us Leche fan mail. Wapow, by the way. So that's the TTs for the day. Email us at thehalahalashow@gmail.com. Anything upcoming for you, Rika G, that we can expect for next week for you?
Yeah, so because I've been plugging it every week, we do have a new YouTube page. Mm. It's called Our Climbs. We do focus on like bouldering and climbing and stuff like that, but we post our life here in the UK. And I think it's just, you know, I just posted a YouTube short. I post on shorts, by the way.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, it's kind of like TikTok. Damn. Honestly, or Instagram Reels, I think.
And Facebook,
yeah, so,
Facebook, whatever. What do you call those? Reels by Facebook.
I think Facebook Stories.
Reels. Reels din kasi, Instagram is Reels. So I think, Reels. Because they own Instagram.
Same company. So. But yes, right. We post on YouTube Shorts and lalang. We edit videos and stuff like that. So if you guys are into that, you know, just vlog type, go check it out. It's Our Climbs on YouTube.
Nice. Nakikita yung mga Reels mo, oh. My emojis. Oh, shit. You're a clickbaiter. Oh. You're a clickbaiter. Dude. I love it, man.
I know. I love it. I get you got to do it.
You got to do what you got to do, man. You got to do what you got to do. All right. Yeah, that's it for the podcast. We'll be back next week. Enjoy. And extra song, Rika G. Halala show.
Bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.